You guys are at the new location, TDC. How are you enjoying it?
So it's actually going really well. We just finished the move July 5th, 6th, and so far everyone here has been really accommodating. They've allowed us to use so much of their space, including their staff room, and I'm just really happy overall with how it's gone. I think that considering the circumstances we had to work with, it's gone very well. We definitely can't fit as many artifacts on display as we had at the old building. Now, anything that couldn't fit had to go into our storage units downstairs in TDC, so it's all safe and secure. Everything is on shelves or in boxes. So it's all there. It's just that it's not available for public viewing, although we are hoping to maybe eventually, someday down the line, get a rotating display going. We can bring some stuff up and put it on display for people to see again. So, there's definitely less space to work with, but I think we've gotten a nice little sampling of everything from the old buildings, just in smaller quantities.
And are you guys still setting things up, it looks like?
Yeah, so we have a few displays that we're still working on because of, we have staff limitations right now, and we have, volunteer limitations as well, so because of, the current wildfire situation. So there's still a lot we have to do, so to speak. We're still working on this cabin a little bit. We still need electricity in a few parts of the museum and that sort of thing, but it's all just sort of a matter of time before we get that going. But we are open. We are open for visitors.
And open to visitors, what kind of hours do you guys have?
So right now we are, depends a little bit on staff availability, generally it's 9 to 5 every day except Sunday. And we are seeing a lot more foot traffic here at TDC than we got at the old building. It's just that now we've moved to a system of admission by donation, so everyone is welcome to come. We encourage everyone to donate if they can, but we understand that's not always a possibility for everyone. So we encourage everyone to visit at any rate. And I think it's overall a pretty good situation here. I'm pretty happy with how it's worked. The Tourism Discovery Center closed the couple days into the provincial state of emergency due to the city going on to just alert, and then was definitely closed when it went on to order. So we just sort of shut everything down, and everything is under lock and key, so we're not worried about anything getting stolen. We're not worried about, anything getting damaged or anything like that. It's everything's really safe here. I mean, I'm very happy with the situation.
Okay, so no smoke damage to anything?
No, most certainly not. Everything that's in storage downstairs is, under several layers of flooring and whatnot, so smoke doesn't really get down there, and it's all packaged up anyway, so no, nothing's been damaged as far as I can tell so far by the smoke.
And then can you tell me a little bit about your involvement with the museum? How did you get involved, and a little bit about your position?
So I started working here in May. I just had finished my master's in history from the University of Alberta in November, and I'd just sort of done some traveling and came back to Williams Lake because I'm from here. And it was an open position that they'd said was available. It was initially part-time, but my hours have been, 30, 35 hours, so I would consider that a little bit more than part-time. But mostly what I'm doing here is updating information browsers and ensuring that our database of all of our artifacts is updated, which is incidentally another big benefit to the move, was that the conservation company, the Fraser Spafford Ritchie, did an amazing job with cataloging all the items. So we now have a much more complete understanding and profile of our collection, which means once we add that profile to our database, we'll be able to understand and interrogate our collection on a much more sophisticated level than we could before. So that's another huge plus. Many museums would pay thousands and thousands of dollars to get something like that done. So I'm very happy with that.
Awesome. And then when the evac order came down, did you take off to Kamloops? What happened?
So personally, I went to Kamloops first, and then I had family who I stayed with in Abbotsford as well. So I was kind of all over the place a little bit. But yeah, it's still a little interesting because I live with my parents out at on the West Fraser Road, which is still largely on evac order. So I've sort of just been depending on the kindness of friends and family even now. So it's pretty interesting, actually. It's been a very interesting summer.
And when did you get back to the museum, back on the floor?
I got back on the floor on August 2nd.
Oh, okay.
I think it was August 2nd.
When the museum had opened?
Well, our summer student got back the day before me, and so she opened it on the 1st. So that was, I think, just 2 or 3 days after TDC first opened. Yeah.
Did you guys have to do any preparations to get it open, or was it pretty much all ready to go, just had to unlock the door?
Mostly we just had to unlock the door. There were a few administrative things. We had to, you know, kind of move a few things around just because we had to, you know, cover things up just while we were gone. But by and large, it was a pretty painless reopening.
Oh, yeah, awesome. And then, so it's still kind of the same setup, admission by donation?
Yeah, that's right. It's admission by donation. We don't... We'll probably leave it that way for a while, and our hours might change in September when TDC goes onto their fall/winter schedule, which I can't quite remember what that is, but I think it's 9 to 5 every weekday, so not weekends.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then last question I had for you, you mentioned there's a few new items such as the jukebox.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell me about that?
So far, I haven't had much of a chance to get into it really yet, but it's, I'm pretty sure early 80s, possibly late 70s, and it just plays like single track albums, so there's one track on one side of the album, another track on the other side. So we've got, I would say, about 366 of those, and we're really hoping to get it, you know, working, see if it'll actually play something, because that would be really fun if we could do that. But otherwise, new things. We haven't had much of a chance to accession too many other new things since we've been back. We're still sort of working on our accession policy, and there's lots of things we need to change now that we're at a new location. You know, we need to update our website, that sort of thing. So there's still lots to do. But I think that we still have on offering a fairly, you know, that we still have something here for people to dig their teeth into. We only just got it about 3-4 days ago.
Okay, where did it come out from?
There was a gentleman who he had it. He'd owned it for several decades in town, and he said he originally picked it up in Saskatchewan, but the person who sold it to him had bought it in Williams Lake at one of the restaurants on Oliver Street. He didn't know when that happened, and I have to figure out exactly which restaurant it might have been. But it's an interesting story nonetheless, as, you know, it's very sort of reminiscent of, like, history of technology and settler history in Williams Lake. I think there's a lot, I think it fits in fairly well with other history of technology things that we have on display. Hopefully we'll be able to add more to it. We have other things that we'd like to bring up on display. There's an old computer. It was the first or second computer that one of the teachers at the high school had in the early 70s that he brought into his classroom and showed students how to use. We'd like to put that on display, too, at some point.
Okay, so it's just going to be kind of like a rotating basis for some of these artifacts?
That's right, and that way we can sort of keep it fresh more often, especially for many locals who might want to come in again or something like that, because there's a lot of stuff downstairs. I think the last estimate we had after the move was that we had around 28,000 artifacts in our collection. So, I mean, we probably only have about, you know, 5% of that on display right now, if that. Yeah, I mean, I think there's plenty of potential to put in new displays and sort of new themes for the exhibit, depending on what we want to do, what direction we want to take.
And then is there any word on how long you guys are going to be here?
I haven't heard anything. I believe it has to be put forward to City Council, who need to approve funding for a new building. So it's kind of onerous is on local politicians now to see where the direction will go and what sort of timeline we'll have for this. I know the move was very sudden and sort of largely unplanned, but hopefully we'll sort of have an idea of what that will be in the next few months. Because it'd be interesting to know, and it'll help us orientate ourselves for how to continue this display and how to change it out and whatnot for the next little while.